that your baby boy has walked where angels trod. When you've kissed your little baby, then you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am.
Isaiah 9, verses 2 through 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken, as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace. For the throne of David and his kingdom, he will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
Our child is this, You may be seated. The Christmas spirit. The Christmas spirit is that hope which tenaciously clings to the heart of the faithful and announces, in the face of any Herod the world can produce, of any inn door slammed in our faces, of all the dark nights of our souls, that with God all things still are possible, that even now unto us a child is born.
Please read with me responsively Luke 2, verses 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
And now Lauren, Alexa, Valerie, and Vicky will be sharing with us another rendition of What Child Is This?
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him love, the babe, the son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, come peasant king to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him love, the babe, the son of Mary.
God's Love Cry by Jane Perdue. Swaddled in love, God squalls in a stable. A child baby becomes an offering to the world. Our hope is helpless. God's love is crying in the Christmas night. Has it been forever a newborn's cry? Reclaims creation. We reach to touch heaven's hand of infancy, glimpsing a star's reflection in the eyes that look beyond form into the human heart. And now Christmas comes. Christmas comes every time we see God in other persons. The human and the holy meet in Bethlehem or in Times Square. For Christmas comes like a golden storm on its way to Jerusalem, determinedly, inevitably. Even now it comes, in the face of hatred and warring. No atrocity too terrible to stop it. No Herod strong enough. No hurt deep enough. No disaster shattering enough. For someone will see the star. Someone will hear the angel voices. Someone will know peace and goodwill. The Christ will be born. Amen. want to invite the children who are here to come forward, and their parents can come too, because I have a little story I want to share with you. So this is a story about these flowers. Do you know what the names of these are? They're called poinsettias. And this is the legend of the poinsettia. How many people here know the legend of the poinsettia? Some people call it setia, poinsettia. Well, Dr. Joel Poinsett, who was the first ambassador to Mexico, brought the bright red star-shaped flower to the United States. Hence, it was named after him, poinsettia, here. But in Mexico, it's known as the flame leaf or the flower of the holy night. And this is the story that goes with the pretty flowers. There was once a brother and sister pair who were very poor. And they lived in a village, and they barely had enough to eat, two meals a day. So as the Christmas time approached, festivities, parades, and parties in the village attracted the children. They created a large manger scene set up in the village, and all the children were eager to go see the baby Jesus and give him the very best present they could give. So two little ones, Maria and Pablo, wanted to give expensive presents to the Holy Child so that Jesus would know that they loved him so much. And while all the children were discussing what they think is the best for the baby and what gift they'll buy, Maria and Pablo had no money to buy the presents. They had nothing that they could gift to the child. And so they could not let go of the temptation, though, to go see the baby Jesus. So on Christmas Eve, Maria and Pablo set out for a church a little sooner than the others did to attend the service. They showed up early, and they had nothing to give the child. So on the roadside, they plucked some weeds and just brought them along to decorate the crib up with the weeds. And when the other children came and saw them there, they began to tease them and make them feel bad because all they had brought was weeds to the child. And Maria and Pablo started to cry. Their tears went down their faces. And suddenly a miracle occurred, and the weeds burst into bright red petals that looked like stars. And the weeds became so beautiful that everyone was awed by their beauty. Everyone realized that a gift of love means more to Jesus than the most expensive presents money can buy. And so ever since then, the poinsettia flowers have become the favorites for Christmas decorations. And that's the end. And now, we've already started playing, haven't we? But we want you all to come up here in front, so please come up front and line up here. And we are going to sing, and you guys are going to get to play with these. You might want this one. Here you go. Do you want that one? You can shake that. You want to pick one? Oh, you've got the shaker? Okay, there you go. You guys can have all of these. Someone can have a drum, even. Who wants the drum? And you guys stay up here, and we're going to sing and play. And you can play with this, too, if you want. Would you like that? Okay. Who wants it? Here's a drum you can pound. Okay, I'll play the drum.
Worship the temple of the King, for sight.
right? There's one more to play to.
Hark the Herald.
Yep, Hark the Herald. We're going to play to this one, too. It's a good one to shake bells to. Get extra cookies at the cookie time after the service.
The story of the shepherds and the angels comes to us from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what they had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them.
Thank you.
please join me as we pray together our Christmas prayer. Loving God, help us do what our role models of faith showed us long ago. May we do what Mary did and deeply trust in you, what Joseph did and courageously ignore scorn to accomplish your will, what the wise men did and faithfully go to worship you. And help us always do as the shepherds did. Stop the busyness of life, drop all the distractions, and follow your light in order to praise and glorify you. We thank you for the gift of Jesus Christ. Help us imitate his Prince of Peace way of being in this world and with one another. As we pray the prayer he taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And now in a minute, I will ask you to stand and form a circle. And once the circle is formed, I'll be reading the Giving of Light scripture, which is John 1:1-5. And bring your candles with you, because we will pass the light to one another as the scripture is read, and then sing Silent Night and Joy to the World in the big circle. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it.
Thank you.
now your job, you can hold up your light. Your job is to take this light, even though we're going to be blowing out the candles soon. Your job is to take the light that is within you, which is the love of God, and take it out into the world and spread it to all you meet wherever you go. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you now and forevermore, and bring you peace. In Christ's name, amen. Now, please join us. We have an abundance of cookies and treats here in the Campbell Court for you to enjoy. And come back next Sunday. Okay.